I'm John DeSando.
I'm Johnny DiLoretto.
This is Cinema Classics. We haven't talked about documentaries, and we've seen two lately.
Yeah.
Now, we're probably going to take this to the next level with our double take show.
Right.
When we talk more about documentaries.
Yeah.
But these two, 52?
The loneliest 50, whale on the planet.
52 hertz. That's the sound that he makes. And Roadrunner. Boy, that is a mix-up.
The Anthony Bourdain remembrance and celebration of Anthony Bourdain's life and career. Two very different movies,
boy,
obviously.
They really are. Which is the better one for you?
The Bourdain
movie.
I think he is such a dynamic figure. He's had such a cultural influence. The way we look at Cracked Open, the window on that industry, which remained mysterious for so long. He was just a great personality. You know what I really love that comes through in this movie is his love of movies.
Mm-hmm.
That he was always trying to incorporate these references into his CNN shows. Witty, curmudgeonly, but ultimately very open and warm and vulnerable person.
Yeah, he was a food buccaneer, and I think he got away from making food to making himself celebrity. And because they have hundreds of hours of film of him, you're talking about his interest in movie, he's also interested in being filmed.
Yes. That was a surprise to me that there was so much footage of him from even before Kitchen Confidential.
He's roguish, very charismatic. This film showed celebrity in a very positive light, except for the fact that he committed suicide. And everybody who's watching this film is hoping for an insight into why such a magnificently celebrated world figure would commit suicide.
Yeah, we don't really ever get
I
think that's because it's mysterious. And
sure.
I think any sort of poking around in that area is just going to just be off-putting.
You're absolutely right. I think it's a fool's game to try to figure it out. I did suspect that the young actress, the Italian actress, who left him, might have spurred
Asia Argento, the daughter of Dario Argento.
Yeah.
The overwhelming sadness that these people, his loved ones and his close friends, are still experiencing. Speaking of overwhelming sadness.
Yes.
The loneliest whale.
I knew you were going to go
52.
There.
52. What did you think of this documentary?
I was really disappointed.
Okay.
First of all, why would anybody give you an hour and a half of a documentary and not actually achieve their goal?
Well,
but they're looking for this whale.
Yeah, I do. Is it too much of a spoiler to say they find him? There's a couple of interesting little twists
here. You think
here.
They found him. I mean,
like maybe they're just slapping that on.
I don't know.
This documentary could have been 30 minutes long. If it popped up on Hulu, I'd watch this.
Yeah.
To pursue this narrative in a theatrical setting, maybe not necessary.
And most of their action is not dramatic. All the people on the ship are dedicated to the goal of finding this whale.
Yeah.
And it's the most difficult job. And we see them sending down these tubes to sense the ocean.
And looking at all these little audiograph
maps.
Yeah,
exactly. And I'm saying,
it's like a little, it's like the world's
exciting.
Most boring mystery.
It's filled with heart.
It is filled
They
with
love
heart.
This. They love their pursuit.
And, to fill it out, they pad it with some history of whaling and, the plight of the whales. But you're right. This is a much less fulfilling documentary experience than Roadrunner.
And you're certainly going to know more about Anthony Bourdain than you are about 52. What does this mean about our taste in documentaries?
Like every other genre of film and just film in general, there are more and more documentaries being produced than ever before. Many people who don't have a storytelling bone in their body often are compelled to explore issues through the documentary format, right? A couple of them rise above.
You've mentioned something that's very important to me about documentary.
Yeah.
Telling a story. If you want to know the life of Anthony Bourdain, this is a good one to watch. I can't say the same about the whale. The only really good thing about that documentary were some of the shots of the whales. And when I'm having dinner, perhaps by myself, I'll go to Netflix and I'll go to David Attenborough. Our Planet, Life on Our Planet.
Now those are definitely worth seeing in cinema.
Oh, yeah. The guy's 93 years old, and he's got a better voice than Morgan Freeman. Cinema Classics is sponsored by the Gateway Film Center and is produced by John DeSando and Johnny DiLoretto. Listen to shows online at wcbe.org.